I don't like to see that. I don't like a half-hearted headbang. If you're going to headbang, woman,
do it. We'll hear it.
Let's pot it down. Sarah, do your projected DJ voice.
My projected DJ voice?
There you go. That's it. That's the level you're going to maintain this whole episode.
DJ Sarah in the house.
Or else my mixing's going to sound like it stinks. I am John Papa Giorgio of Papa's Basement. You can put together why the show has a weird name. Ties into my last name. Not a creepy sex dungeon guy. Just what I picked 8 years ago, and now it's
too
late.
Not on air.
Now it's too... It's like if you went through a baby name book, and like August 14th, 2001, you're like, you know what? Osama.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Rolls off the tongue.
It, yeah, man, the ship has sailed.
That name's got potential.
You're like, you know, you turn to your wife, you're like, do we change it? And she's like, well, I knitted Osama that Osama quilt.
Yeah.
He'll never grow out of that.
Yeah.
We can't change the name.
New Christmas stockings. It'll be a whole thing.
You remember how long that took me. So I think we're done with the naming shebang.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, the other kid shebang.
Yeah, the other kid, Zachariah, Musa, whatever. Whatever the other guy is.
Adolf is what you're looking for.
Going. Exactly. Yeah. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter, and why wouldn't you after you've heard all this? I mean, I can hear him screwing with his bottle, and for some reason that's bugging me today. Not every day, but today it is.
Papa's a cranky pants today.
At Papa's Basement. We had a lovely getting to know you session. Don't act like that. It was magic.
We did.
Pete, Sarah, you kids, fight for who introduces
We've
first.
Known Sarah for a long time. Hey, this is Pete Maybe, at Pete Maybe.
He jumped on
you
that.
You know I'm going to jump in. We've known Sarah for a long time. Sarah.
No, we haven't. Don't lie.
We actually have.
Yeah.
We actually have.
This is one of my
is
longest
Is this how you define a long time?
By
3 weeks?
By association, right? Because we've been at the same...
That's true.
We've been at the same...
Yeah, we've
meetings
been
together.
Fucking strangers
AA?
In the night.
Oh, cussy pants.
Sorry,
Good
sorry,
Lord.
Sorry.
I mean, I've driven through DC. I wouldn't say I'm a, I wouldn't say I'm on a first name basis with
No, but I feel like we've known her for a long time.
Passing ships.
Because a lot of we've mentioned this before. John and I have been to some of these writing.
Sorry that
escapades.
I'm working with this creaky mic.
I hear that.
They
that
switched
is going
me to
wild.
Mike Quattro from Mike Trace. And it's messing up my style.
That
but
thing
you know
is
what?
Losing its mind.
It's I'm going to have to hose it some WD.
It might be sensitive.
Is that good for electronics if I just sit here right on top of the board and just go to town?
I'm no expert, but that sounds perfect.
That's how I felt. You know what's faster than electricity? Lubed electricity.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to dump some on the board. Sparks will fly, figuratively.
Oh, sure. And we don't get literally. To have water on the table.
I'm curious to see if we can actually hear that.
Oh, you can. You can. I don't want to say I gave away the end of the sixth sense here, but that creaking is Bruce Willis being dead the whole time. Because once you know it, you'll hear it the whole way coming.
Oh, we got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Sarah, introduce yourself.
Yeah, sure.
I'm Sarah. And yes, I have known these two gentlemen, and they are gentlemen. Gentlest, menaced. Mm-hmm. They're the menaced I've ever met. We keep going to the same comedy writing classes here.
That's what I was trying to say.
New York,
same conventions.
And in our minds, in our imaginations, we've been to Imagination Land several times together.
I don't like the weird little creepy playtime podcast you guys are doing.
Maybe we know each other.
No, you're just too imaginative. Too imaginative and creative. It's like the stuff that Butters was into.
Yeah.
Hi, Butters, by the way.
She was
Hi, Butters.
The best part of this podcast. I have such... A big, I don't know what kind of shoes she wore. I'd really like to know more about what
Artie Lang
shoes she was wearing.
Minus the snack and the mozzarella in my bloodstream. And you guys are, what's one of your weird highfalutin podcasts?
Do you mean Comedy Bang Bang or something
sure,
like
that?
Sure,
that. Comedy
I assume
Bang
you mean
Bang.
That. That's,
there you go.
I think that's exactly what you were going for. But that's not what I was going for. I just wanted to say that we actually knew Sarah for quite some time. And in fact,
we really didn't.
Although Sarah is from D.C., we met her in New York.
I'll tell the story. Pete and I over here, we go to writing classes every so often where it's like the frustrated, I want to write, but I never will version of Tony Robbins.
Oh, totally.
And you go there and you're pumped up afterward and you're like, okay, now is the time I write my spec script. I'm going to get noticed by Hollywood. Oh, S my D, DC. I'm out of here. And then, I don't know, what, 3 hours later, You're like, oh, hey, Netflix, been a while.
Sometimes you get a couple days out of it, don't you? Sometimes I get a couple days.
Realistically, these take place on the weekend. Realistically,
I start that script
by Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
It's completely worn off, the magic sheen. So,
after I've told all my friends, oh my gosh, this is for me. That's the one that changed it. I'm definitely going to do it. Yeah.
That was the final piece of the puzzle.
That teacher was fantastic. Yeah. Really inspired me.
Made it all clear. Mm-hmm. Never acknowledging that you haven't changed. You know, everything else, more information might have been poured into the vessel.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The vessel is like a 76 gremlin. It's not going anywhere. It deserves to be compacted into a cube and flushed down the toilet. So we go to these classes every so often because we want to pretend we're going to change our lives. And the last couple were in New York.
It does reinvigorate.
And apparently you were at the first one and we didn't meet you.
Yeah.
And then you were at the same guy, Mike McCarthy.
I really like him.
Mike is very cool, but let's be honest, taught the same class twice.
I don't know.
We're not
going to
tell Mike
variation.
That, though.
Well, I don't care.
There's little variation.
I don't. Yeah. Would you go to two Redskins games and be like, the second time they kind of did what they did the first time. There's a little defense, a little offense.
They still
won. Some special teams in between.
I'm down with it.
It is what it is, man. I paid my money.
I got my money's worth.
I liked seeing Mike. Yeah. And we saw Sarah was picked in class to read from a text.
That's right. Yeah.
And Sarah was like, well, I'm from D.C. And
yeah.
Pedro
because
and I over here
read, so I
turned
just had
to
say
each
something.
Other. Well, it was great because you, this was in New York again, and you had to read a text with a lot of New York names in it.
Oh,
Bedford
yeah.
Stuyvesant.
I know.
That's so.
Bedford Stu Iverson. Stu. Mispronounce it again on command.
I don't know who it was.
It's Bedford Stuyvesant.
Stuyvesant.
Yeah, but you pronounce it Stuyvesant.
I don't know.
Like
remember.
Something was.
I was
a
doing it phonetically.
Version of the Family
yeah,
Guy baby.
Yeah, I don't blame
baby.
You. I'm glad I didn't do it.
You're like, you're not just perfect. You're Stuyvesant.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
And then Canarsie was Canars.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
I don't know. Or you could have gone Spanish with it.
I would have screwed up too.
Canarsie.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I picked it up. I know I've heard KRS-One rap Canarsie before. That's how I knew all of these. And I told you, do or die, Bed-Stuy.
That's how you get your New York
from Biggie, yeah. And that's how I know my New York.
Fair enough.
And that's also how I learned Brooklyn. Daughter tied up in a Brooklyn basement. Not that Brooklyn is
that's
tough.
That's how you learned that Brooklyn was a thing.
Not Brookline. So we heard you say those things, and I chuckled. And Pete over here is also a Rube from the Hills. So he was like, that's how I'd say it, too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was
that
an amazing
is mostly
impression.
How I say it.
That was
this is me, Pete Maybe.
Oh, it's
this
like
is
stereo.
Me off the air.
But yeah. Also stereo. Yeah.
I'm sick of doing my air voice. This is how I talk.
Amazing.
People don't believe I'm from West Virginia when they hear my papa's basement voice. Well, this is the real me. I sound like Cat Williams.
A little. Yeah, it's sort of like a big hair Texas version of Casey Kasem. I don't know what you're doing.
Poor Casey. R.I.P. Yeah. So, yeah, you said, hey, I'm from D.C. We turn to each other like the perverts in Weird Science when we're like, hey, we're going to make us a sex doll.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we cornered you after the show.
Indeed, in a corner.
Yes, and that's how one corners.
As one would.
Yeah, and you were very good at it. I was very impressed.
Yeah, you're like, what quickness, what alacrity.
They found where the walls meet.
Yeah, and
check one.
You agreed to do the show right when we were losing Butters. She's
yes.
in heaven now.
I know, R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you don't live under power lines. So much cancer.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you, kid.
That was quick.
But Sarah said she was down, and Sarah seems funny
it's
enough.
2 episodes ago.
And we're having fun. And I'll be honest.
Funny enough is the best any girl can hope for.
That's feminism.
Mm-hmm. See, Butters? I'm taking over for you.
Yeah. And as much,
shoes.
No, I'm just saying, as much as I enjoy Butters' company, it's good to see someone not in, like, a hoodie and shorts. And
Oh.
How loud can you burp?
I was just afraid that you were both going to wear a hoodie and shorts, and that would be so embarrassing.
No, you're good. She's dressed. Is this work garb or this?
It's work garb.
Okay, yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. I like to call it garb. I'm glad you identified that. All my clothes are just, I have a garb closet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have foot garb.
Garb
down
includes
at the
a lot of cloaks. Yeah. Everyone's like, I'm garbed in X.
Even a couple of scepters could be included in garb, I think.
So, first of all, you can start your so counter now. I just, by listening to, we recorded some earlier material that we'll be putting on the website. I guess we'll call it the pre-show, where it was like 30 minutes of us prepping and
pre-show
just
pump up.
Shooting the breeze. Yeah, you take off the headphones and it has a very different dynamic. It's much more conversational. Well, I get to cuss too. Oh, yeah. This show is very difficult without the cussing.
Nothing sweeter.
I'll learn.
It's like, hey, Da Vinci, so much for the color blue. Give me the rest of them, but not that. It's difficult. I can paint you some fire. That's about it. You want to see more fire? I can give you a nice grass, too. But, no sky. No sky in that one. So I was, there it is again. I was talking with the gang before the show, and I was saying that I needed, and we didn't manage to start the show with it, but I wanted to start the show with thanks to good friend and super listener Doug Tetro. I think that's how you pronounce his last name, good friend.
I double checked. That's exactly how you say it.
Well, it's French. It's like, you know, it's Greek.
You never know with French, right?
They pretty much, yeah.
Some of the letters?
They're probably going to hate it anyway.
All the crap that you say about a Greek last name, it's really for the French, too. Because like you said, there's just weird silent letters.
You pronounce
letters
all your letters, right? In Greek?
There's the very last U is
even
tricky.
The ones that aren't really letters?
Exactly.
Little shapes, little
just,
fish
just
and stuff.
Just a squiggle of a guy doing a boy.
Yeah,
that's how I sign everything.
Yeah, that's QWERTY.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, it's like Spartan Prince. Instead of the symbol, it's just a little boy kneeling and me giving the thumbs up.
Yeah,
that's how they did it back then.
Yeah,
that's the stuff that they cut
all
out of 300.
All different thumbs up.
That's true. Yep. The Spartans banged each other, and that's why they're such a good fighting force.
Yeah, we know. We know history.
Do you? Do you really?
Yep.
So.
Her story.
Okay. All right.
All right. That one I'm
begins.
Joking. But.
Can't get over the creakiness of that mic. So we, I was going to do the whole Doug, and he's married to his lovely wife, Amber, now, and she's very nice to me via the onlines. We haven't met yet, but she's over in Texas where he is now. And they were kind enough to think about me when they were sending out wedding invitations. And I was like, hell yeah, count me in. Because at the time, I was like, why not go to Texas? I don't really go many places, but if you have any sort of excuse to, it's fun, right?
Like, sure. Including sometimes Texas.
Yeah.
And sometimes weddings.
Yeah.
Sometimes weddings, yeah.
I don't want to get too political.
Very rarely
but,
weddings.
I would say I don't line up too much philosophically with much of Texas, but I'm visiting my friend, so I don't really
sure.
care.
Yeah.
You know, it's
anywhere that your friend is in Texas, that's Austin.
Exactly. he I think was near Austin, actually. But I was like, what the hell? I'll put a couple hundred bucks in the local economy. I'll take my girl with me. It'll be a fun trip.
So you met his wife?
Well, you know, had I gone, yeah, that would have happened.
Why didn't... You said you were going, though.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
How feminist of you to leap to a conclusion.
How feminist of me to finish first?
There you go. Actually, if you do, that's a renowned quality in a woman.
Don't tell me what's nouned.
So, I'm like months in advance, you know, because I'm not good at planning, but I guess when you're planning a wedding, you have to be decent at it. So months out, they're like, hey.
I think it's a whole profession, wedding planning.
If it's not, it should be.
Somebody gets paid for it.
So they send me the letter. It goes to my mom's house because I don't like anything mail-y going to my apartment. It's going to get lost. We check the mail once a month.
This is weird. Does that apartment thing where they throw it in some big room where it has everybody else's mail, and then they're like, we don't actually know which one's which. So tell us which one's yours?
Kind of.
And you're just like, well, I live here, so it's that one.
I feel like the apartment mailman is good at giving everyone the same ad packets, but when it comes to the individual material, he's like,
one for you, one for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I picked up your mail before, and they were like, oh, okay. At your apartment. Right. Yeah, they were like, you live here. Yeah, I totally do.
You look like that portly Greek fella. Take it. Petidopoulos. So, I'm
changing my Twitter name.
Petidopoulos.
Mm-hmm. No, then you'll sound like a dinosaur and people expect dinosaur tweets from you.
Then I shall give it to them.
Oh, that pterodactyl.
Such a professional.
So good.
Yeah.
I the people down.
I kind of sleep on it because my girlfriend is younger, so she doesn't, not that I have the best income. Well, mine's like, it's all over the place.
But younger people, you don't expect them to have.
Exactly.
Yeah. They get a pass.
They're like, I put gas in my car.
Finding out what they love. Right.
Hey, yeah. Good for you. Yeah. So I'm thinking I'm going to let her scrape together a couple shekels. She'll pay for her ticket, but we'll treat it as a vacation. I'll pick up all the food, the hotel, but yeah. Let's not screw me with the plane tab. And the months go by, and
it's
realize like none of us are buying the plane tickets.
That's the one you get.
And yeah. Then about near the middle to end of March, I'm like, hey, mommy dearest, where is that invitation? Because I need to confirm the date. And it turns out it wasn't April 26th, it was the 6th. Hmm. And I'm like, this is probably going to make the ticket a little expensive. Hmm. Now I'm thinking a little. Like
because it's
in the
12th.
Back of my head, here's how my brain is working.
So the time travel ticket, yeah.
I'm like, I went to Seattle a year and change ago, and that was like $250.
What?
275, and that was like across the country.
Wow.
But maybe I wasn't even remembering it correctly. Your reaction indicates that. And I was like, I went to Denver, and I think that was like 200 or some junk.
All right.
And I'm like, Texas is Texas. Like, nothing against Texas.
It is right in the middle. It seems like it should be cheap to fly there from
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
And they have a lot of airports.
Like,
they
can kick me out mid-flight with a parachute.
The free square in the middle of the Monopoly board.
Well, I'm just like,
you should just get there.
Seattle was 300, Texas is 150. I did geometry.
That sounds right.
I know how to bisect things.
I can see that.
So I go on about, again, like 7-8 days out. Not proud of that part. And I look up a ticket to Texas. And it's $800.
No.
No.
Just now, I really, really like Doug.
Neither Texas nor true love is worth that.
I don't $800 like Doug.
Yeah.
I don't, especially in this case, it'd be $1,600 like Doug. I don't $1,600 like my brother.
Yeah.
Like, he can put the damn thing on Skype.
I'd break up with somebody to not have to buy two tickets.
Exactly. Be like, hey, look, wink,
it's
wink.
Not me, it's Southwest.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
We're going to sort this out soon enough. I got a feeling. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just give it till after the wedding, and maybe I'll slip up there while we're on a break.
Yeah.
Ross and Rachel taught me that. But I'll come back to you, babe. So I felt kind of like a heel. To Doug's credit, I didn't even do the manly thing and texted him.
Oh.
I emailed instead.
Oh, you're the worst.
Because I was like, well, he'll see the text quickly.
Wait,
and I might get a reply real fast. So I sent an email and I'm
neither like... Neither one of those. You should call.
Who calls? Don't be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
What?
Come on.
What are you, a lovesick
what
puppy in 1987?
90s?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What the hell, man? Calling?
My bad.
Now you're, yeah. Now
speaking
you're
of that,
feel
yeah,
real bad. Like I'm way down the totem pole.
You better be working
well, I would like it
if
people called. Maybe I'm still a little bit bitter because when my grandma died, my brother decided he would just leave me a text on the subway.
Does he just bring up a dead grandmother every time he wants to make a point?
Yeah, what the hell?
Every time I want to make a point? Well, I only have two, so I'm going to make 2 points.
Okay, go on.
I just
made
one
earlier
of them.
In the green room.
I can't stand texts. If you're going to text somebody,
I found this plate of
ziti. Stand up and call somebody.
And he looks at us and he goes, this is delicious ziti. I should know. I have a dead grandma. And I'm like,
that's exactly what he said.
Okay.
I remember that.
A little unexpected.
But you know what? It worked. We ate the ziti.
It did make it taste better, did it not?
Was it a picture of her dead? Maybe he just wanted to really prove she was dead.
It was. Yeah, he was like... I'm sorry, you guys can't see.
She was giving a thumbs up.
She was giving a thumbs up.
Him holding her arm up and then like burying his Gene Simmons tongue in her pit, like that should wake her up, but it isn't because she's dead.
The point is, a text just doesn't cut it.
Okay, well, I didn't even text because I didn't want to be immediately caught. I was like, I want to email Doug.
Maybe this will go to the spam folder. It'll be his
much.
Fault. It'll be
like,
his fault.
Hey, I can duck my culpability here. And he emailed the next day, and he's like, hey, it's cool. Wish he could have been here. I was like, I wish I could have too. But somehow Texas got the balls big enough to ask $800 to visit it. And again, I don't want to crap on Texas, but from what I gather, it's a lot of like open nothing.
Yeah.
And then I don't really meet, so
maybe like
we don't
two
have the barbecue
cities.
Thing. Like, the strip clubs could be good, right?
They're
Texas
they're really
Blondes,
good.
There's Texas Latin
women. Then you're
going to
get a little But spillover from Mexico.
Yeah. What, a donkey show or something?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
Texas, I believe you could.
Texas donkey show is with a cow, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
And it just ends with like the cow mounting and then just crushing the woman.
Yeah, don't go to the cowboy show.
I think that's how in Texas they retire every stripper. They're like, you know, it's time for you to do your cow show. She's like, no! And they drag her out like the sacrifice in Conan, and then she's just.
Yeah.
And then you eat her and the cow.
Sure.
As a brisket.
Double sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. So, that was my weekend or 2 weekends ago, ducking the wedding thing. And not to put the pressure on you and your man in your life.
Yeah.
If you got what's your wedded status, m'lady?
No wedded. I don't I've never said yes, so
you
I
have
will
a piece
never...
of jewelry on your finger.
Oh
though.
Yeah. This is my grandmother's ring. I just had it resized. And it's like goofy. I know you can't see it, but
is she still alive?
It was her. No.
Okay. I had to ask.
But
did you hear that?
I don't feel like
that's
I need to make
point.
A point about.
Well, I was just gonna say it's a free point.
That's true. Okay.
Just a heads up.
She didn't shake our hand and say it the way you introduced yourself.
By the way.
Yeah.
I have a dead grandmother.
DGD.
This is my grandma's wedding ring that she.
DGM, if I could abbreviate properly. Fly. Continue.
That she sort of secretly, partially hated her ring because it was, she got married really young, like people did in the friggin' 30s or whatever.
Same.
And the ring was meant for someone else, and then, you know, my grandpa was home on summer vacation or something, and they were, you know, 17 or something, and they met, and they fell in 17 love, and so he broke up with the other girl that he bought this tiny ring to marry. And
she died of polio.
Of course, yeah. Okay. But he infected her with polio, which I think was really...
That's why you wear a
condom.
Pretty
even, ballsy.
That's even worse than sending an email. Like, that's really the easy, cheap way out.
So but the ring was for another...
It was for this other girl. And so, and you know, she wanted to marry him and she's 17 and you don't know anything then. And so
she knew
she
wanted
it.
Some D.
Yeah, I believe that that's true. That's what the inscription says, actually. You can't really read it because it's so small, but... so she took it, but she always kind of like hated it. And then later she made him, you know, for their like 50th anniversary, she made him get her like a big, great diamond ring with big diamonds in it. And
okay.
She took the stones and like put them in the old ring. And she found this goofy little purple thing like on a bus is the family story. She like found the stone on a bus and thought it was cool. And so she put that in there too. So now it's this like adorable monstrosity that I wear around.
Okay, nice. Cool.
Yeah, but it is unrelated to wedded bliss or
did it have any inscriptions
things.
Or anything?
Are you?
No, it doesn't actually.
Are
have
you
any
going to get hitched?
No, no.
Why not? You're around my age, isn't the clock ticking?
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah, that's what all my friends are married, and that's lovely. Or except that most of the time it's not. You know, like they're great. I like everyone's wives and husbands and partners, but like they're all. I don't know. I just never felt it. I never felt like I had to. I like being in love like way too much to sort of guarantee that I'm eventually going to hate that person.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've never seen The Notebook then? Because the two aren't mutually exclusive.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. I guess I would marry somebody.
You just haven't met
as long
your
as
Noah
I could
yet.
Get divorced
you're still
whenever
with your
I wanted.
Scott Summers, your Cyclops.
You know what it is? I'm kind of economical about it. Not like money saving, but like an economist, you know, like there's not really a reason to get married anymore. There's lots of great reasons to be in love, and there's lots of great reasons to like stay together mm-hmm. forever or whatever. For
I have a
as
reason
you
for
want.
You. If you get pregnant,
life insurance.
The kids on the bus won't scream bastard at your child.
Well,
do they do that nowadays?
They do.
This it's isn't still... the 50s.
Bastard child! Bastard child!
I heard it
child!
At a Tupperware party.
Maybe, yeah, that's true. Okay, so we've got the bastard argument mm-hmm. In favor of marriage.
Yeah.
And then in the cons, on the other side. It's just, I don't really need, like, I don't know why I need permission to stay with somebody forever. You know, like, I don't need to sign a thing about it. I don't need them to sign a thing about it. Basically, you're just, like, raising the exit barriers. You're like, I'm happy with you right
Isn't
now.
Isn't that a good thing?
But some, no. Someday I want to sign this paper and that's going to make a difference to me because it'll make it expensive for you to leave me after you're unhappy.
But sometimes don't you think that might keep people together long enough that they sort it out?
It will definitely keep people together
Barely
longer because that's
out.
The point. That's the point of doing it. But I don't want to keep people to, well, I don't care about other people. I don't want to keep anybody with me.
How long you been with your dad?
You don't want, I hate them.
You don't want stipulations to keep the relationship going. Yeah, that seems weird.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was...
Well, because there's paperwork.
I was talking to
a
romantic 15-year-old over here.
Why don't you shut up?
How long have you been with your dude friend?
About 6 months.
6 months? Oh, yeah. Okay. So does he know that he's got about six more months before the spark is extinguished?
No, I don't think that's true. I've had lots of, like, I don't know if it's long, but I've had several, like, 2 or 3 year relationships.
Okay.
And they're wonderful, and I don't regret any of them. And I've, for the most part, still friends with all of my, like, long-term exes. I like being in love, and that's fine. Why can't I just do that?
Does it invariably
you
go
certainly
down
can.
Its wallet? In your
no.
experience, does it fade?
Nothing ever, well, I suppose, you know, enchantment fades, but that's not it. It's just, you know.
That,
like,
sounds like a magic expansion.
Yeah.
Speaking as a divorcee with a dead grandmother,
yes.
I say you do you.
Ah, another excellent point.
Wow, that is some great
grandma's
dead
really
black
contributing,
grandmother wisdom.
Really nice. Contributing to this cast.
I can pretty much hear Medea saying that now.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's it. I never want to get married, but it doesn't mean I don't appreciate other people's choices. She said mealy.
She hates your friends
but,
in Texas, John.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're saying. I think that's what John is trying to get you to say.
I think so, yeah.
No, I was trying to lead her toward the agua that was we were discussing before the show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so it's almost... You know,
I just gave away that this wasn't organic in any way, shape, or form. You were saying what interested me...
I have no idea
me,
what you're talking
we were
about.
Talking, yeah. You went out to have a cigarette at
that
table.
That I wasn't paying attention.
Whatever the hell you were doing. Playing some backgammon out there. I don't really
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it was a real quick
I got friends out
game.
Of the side of this room.
Blitz backgammon. Yeah.
So...
Literally, all my friends are
married. He disappears. He could be playing Baccarat with a room full of aliens. I have
a TV show. Love games that start with B and are kind of archaic.
You want to talk archaic games that start with a B? How about Brand
I'm
the Bitch?
I'm your man.
Run the hussy out of town. So,
I don't know.
We were speaking to each other, and because I was about the marriage thing. When I was younger, I felt that. And I was like, that would be a nice thing to do. And now that I'm in the midst of a relationship, I'm like, why screw with it? Let it. But I also understand that I'm a big fearful puss, and that's why you don't screw with things.
Know thyself.
Yeah, you don't want to. Even a little tweak might demand this much more of you. And I know how much I can handle. I can't handle much. Like I want to. I don't want to be a dad. I want to be like the cool uncle. Like that's the relationship equivalent of what I can be. I can't be the husband guy. I can be the cool uncle dude boyfriend thing. Sarah over here was saying, because I've borne witness to especially the quote-unquote pretty girls from my high school.
Oh, yes.
So I have like kind of a whole cohort of them friended. And it was amazing to see like one of them get engaged and then boom.
Yeah, like dominoes.
Like, exactly, like the way communism happened when we lost Vietnam.
The dominoes dinner they're going to be making.
Just one after another. Mm-hmm. All of them are wearing the ring. And then one of them walks the gangplank. They all do. One of them has the kids. They all do. And you were saying, because you got a couple years on me, you're like, hey, wait this much more. I'm holding up two, not doing the air quotes. Like, wait this much. I don't even know what quote unquote wait this much more means.
No.
But they all start then following down the divorce path.
I think there'll be some of that. Yeah. No, I don't. I haven't seen a lot of divorces yet. But yeah, everybody got married long enough ago
How
to have.
How great must it be though? Because I have only
divorce?
Seen. Well, when it ripples through Facebook and you realize all the stupid Christmas pictures that were put up were a lie.
Well,
and these people hated each other.
I don't know that. Yes, some of them are alive, but not all of them.
Not all of that
you
has
get
to be true.
You get to be happy, and then you're not happy anymore, and then you get to leave. Like, that's fine. But they're all going to be devastated about it and think they're doing something wrong. And that's another thing I don't like about marriage.
The closest I've tasted of this, I wouldn't even call her an ex. It was a girl I fooled around with some like that I knew from high school. And right after me. After she encouraged me and saying, you know, hey, we don't have to use a condom. I got the pill. And I'm like, well, I'm still going to pull out because I'm an honorary Catholic like that.
Mm-hmm.
about maybe 3 months later, there's a new guy in the picture, and she's like, hey, pregnant. And I'm like, you know, as soon as the guy does that,
are you still dating her?
And I pull out. Uh-huh.
Are you still dating her?
At the time? Or
yeah. No. You were like 3 months later. I don't know if you guys cut it off there.
Yeah.
There was no cutoff. It was just like every like 2 or 3 months I'd hear from her. And she'd be like, hey, you want to hang out? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. And it was just code for, you know, bang around for a bit.
Sure.
I don't know why I really pursued it. I guess even back then I was a fan of this.
Doesn't sound like you did pursue it.
Well, yeah.
You were just available.
Yeah, I was a fan of this
you
thing
were at the
pornography.
7-Eleven when
yeah.
she was up late.
Exactly. And yeah. I didn't go for her because I was just like, well, I could exert myself physically, or I could look at pornography and then go to sleep in my own filth.
Sophie's choice.
That's a great
thing. Yeah, but she would hit me up every so often and kind of corner me into it. And I'd be like, sure, why not? Let's pretend I'm a normal person.
Yeah.
She gets preggers, finds the dude. It's just picture after picture of them looking happy. Like it's white people in a Volkswagen ad level happy.
Sure.
They're loving it. And they get married right before the kid is born, and the kid is born, and I don't think like she had squeezed out the afterbirth before this dude was punted by her, and it was just a storm of MF in him on Facebook where it was like, huh. Oh, I feel like I lost, you know, 200 pounds of dead weight and stuff like that.
Woo.
And I was like, that is everything I could have wanted. And now I just see pictures of the kid, and I'm like, hey, look at you.
Yeah.
Go through your mom's Facebook history sometime. Yeah, it's a real treat, kiddo. Mm.
Yeah. So I think the point is love is beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we've all had so much of it, and we're all very lucky.
And on the topic of love, let's get to the Vince Neil Nick Cage fight.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Judd Apatow again.
Me too.
No.
That's why you laughed. I knew. I was like, ugh.
I'm done with Apatow.
Throw him away.
We do 1 hour show a week. And it's roughly 40%
You're not giving him a minute.
Apatow. Yeah. It's done, man.
All right.
It's done.
Vince Neil.
And the best part
manhandled.
Is.
Yeah, so what happened with Vince Neil?
Oh, I was going to say other stuff. But okay, to Vince Neil. Vince Neil.
We will not give Judd the time.
And this news broke, if you will, while Pete and I were sitting at some bar where a bartender was very...
Primetime down the street.
Primetime, yes. Eager to make our acquaintance and say, hey, I'm Nick.
Yeah, shook my hand.
Hey, I'm Nick. And I'm like, don't...
Dirty, sticky hand.
Don't like, shake my hand with your vintner's mitts. Yeah. Didn't care for that one bit.
Lowly bartender.
Yeah, keep your hands to the suds, beast. But then... He does all this to impress us. You know, again, I'm shaking.
All this is a handshake.
He pretty much is.
Okay.
He stopped this short
impressed.
Of kissing our baby. he's doing the handshake.
We do have one.
And we order a beer. You can guess who got that. And then a mojito. You can guess who got that.
Maybe mojito.
The bartender got both of them?
I did buy him a drink. Was a nice
guy. The way it worked was the beer was ordered. And then the mojito order went in with P.S. My grandmother's dead. So there's a spoiler for who got what.
To be fair, ordering a mojito, especially in a crappy bar, is kind of a D move.
It was super cheap.
Yeah, I bet it's cheap. You still have to muddle. You don't make a guy muddle.
Oh, I mean, I tip really well.
Okay, well, does he know that?
18%.
Well, he does now.
Okay.
18%. It's better than that.
He's going to learn where his bread is buttered.
Yeah.
And Pete over here also orders a pizza with a side of dead grandmother story.
Mm.
And
excellent. It was nachos.
We're waiting. Oh, that was it. Yeah. We're waiting and we're waiting. And about 25 minutes
sprinkled
in.
Sprinkled with dead grandmother.
I'm screwing around on my phone, killing time. And Pete's like.
Not paying attention to the bar at all.
Yeah. Pete. Well, you're.
Super happy we're there.
You're the bar guy. Yeah. I was just like, you took me away from my video games for this.
I was like, let's talk to some of these people. They live really close here. Maybe we could talk to them.
I don't.
Talk about the show.
At least 20% of them were old enough to be sans uterus. So yeah, I'm that guy that just sits on his phone. I'm not social. Like, get me drunk. And I become very social.
You keep asking us to do that.
To do what?
get you drunk.
No, don't. I can't only hear so much about a dead
grandmother.
Now he's
playing hard to get drunk.
The boy over here, he's like, I don't think that dude took the order. And I'm like, Are you kidding? Nick over here? He made such a show of it. I'm crap with names, but I remember it was goddamn Nick that took our order. He, you know, reaches over, shakes our hand. Again, like an immigrant who isn't being turned in by INS. Like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. He really wanted to kiss our knuckles, more or less.
Yeah, we'll clean this shop up.
So Nick hoofs it back with his hipster hair and beard. And Pete's like, hey, Nick, because I know your name. Where are those nachos? Did you take them? Did you take that order, Nick? Don't BS me, Nick. And Nick is...
just like this.
Nick again, like, I was perfect
like,
impression.
I was like four in.
I did not. And it was just funny to me. During this whole nacho wait, was it you combing TMZ or me on Twitter? And I hear that
I brought
Vince
it up.
Neil...
I think we both found
singer of Motley Crue, which was, by the way, if you knew me as a kid, you were like, John was the Metallica guy. John had about 8 Metallica t-shirts.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
One for every woman he'd eventually bed. No.
Oh.
And
future memories.
The weird little appendix to that story is I was actually Motley Crue guy for about 18 months before I was Metallica guy. And then
you were briefly a Motley V-neck guy.
Yes.
Went right back to Crue.
I was I see what you did there. I was allowed really Motley Crue before I was allowed the harder stuff. So I was able to get like a Motley Crue t-shirt because it just had old pictures of them.
Much better betting Motley numbers Crue with stuff. Motley Crue, by the way, as what opposed to Metallica.
Betting, like did you say?
Betting.
Yeah.
Betting, because this is the 50s.
If you were...
you'd make more whoopee.
If you were in Metallica, it was so 50,000 sweaty, shirtless guys excreting, again, like 0.2 BAC through their pores could scream at how hard you rocked.
But if you went to a Motley Crue show, you could get like a lot of the leftover.
I think if you were if you were in Motley Crue.
Well, if you were in there.
And a
guy. But they can't satisfy everyone.
A guy walks up to tell you how hard you rock.
Oh.
Like, you couldn't kick him hard enough out of the way with your big platform heel to get to the 18 bleach blondes behind him. Who just wanted to take a ride on Dr. Feelgood. So I know Vince Neil well. Like, I've read the dirt. I very much, this is funny to me. Other people will be like, Vince Neil, they probably know him from some reality show crap. I know Vince Neil. I was a fan of skinny Vince Neil. Skinny blonde, platinum blonde Vince Neil, despite being quarter Mexican, quarter Native American, and half... whitey. Somehow he's platinum blonde. Only in America.
Sure.
Do we believe the Native American, though?
Yeah.
Or is that just like everybody else?
No, no. His pops was named like Odie or something.
He
was like half...
It wasn't whatever it was last episode.
I seriously
white
know
man owns
a
him.
Lot... Yeah, white man runs him.
White man runs him.
I seriously know a lot of random Vince Neil crap. I believe his dad was named Odie, like the dog.
Okay.
And, was
and his mom was Nermal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half Indian and half whatever the hell else I said. Costa Rican?
Mexican?
Maybe that. I don't know.
Close enough.
So he gets into it. It's making the round on the timelines that Nick Cage and Vince Neil, quote unquote, fought. And Vince Neil was like a martial dude, if you will, in the day. Not that he shopped at the store, but he was warlike.
Ah.
I remember a really embarrassing to me, even as a child, storyline, feud, if you will, between him and Axel, where they wanted to fight in the ring. They wanted to meet each other in the ring.
Yes.
Even as a little kid, I knew these guys.
Not the parking lot, the ring.
Yeah, were huge puzzies.
Yeah.
They were not particularly intimidating. So hearing about these little bantamweights squaring off was funny. Even at 12, I was like, I think I could take one of them down. Maybe
I'm
both
sure you could.
On a good day. Yeah, if they've been drinking
I'll watch
enough.
This claymation event.
So it was always funny when like Vince Neil wanted to fight, especially now when Vince Neil could fight based just on weight now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put on enough weight. Well, you're not skinny,
yeah,
platinum,
okay.
blonde.
You throw enough weight around, you might cause some damage.
Yeah, you
exactly.
Could knock things
you're
over.
Doing this. It has X pounds behind
you
it.
You got enough
to
bloat
fat.
To protect you.
Really, you're wearing a Kevlar vest of tit.
Momentum.
Of man tit.
The Homer Simpson
and gorilla
armor.
Belly. Yeah, so he could probably take a few. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. It's Nick Cage, or as I like to call him, Nick Coppola. of Fast Times at Ridgemont High fame.
Yes.
Because that was where he peaked for me. Judge Reinhold is getting into a fight with a customer, and Nick Coppola at the time, just there's a quick cut of him looking up from a fryer. That's his entire role in the film. He just hears
Fantastic.
This commotion.
I didn't know that.
That was on his reel, right? Like, you have to figure.
It looks
on his reel.
It was.
It looks like a meerkat hearing a lion in the distance. Just whoop.
That's the most endearing you could have made him sound.
Exactly. 20 years later, he was just so damn weird. So I'm wanting to see fight.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's Fat Vince
Fisticuffs.
Neil.
Fisticuffs.
He's maybe loaded on something. You know, maybe he's on some
Several
methadrine.
Things.
Yeah,
maybe he's like on so much heroin he can't feel pain.
Angel dust? Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe he's on PCP and he's going to do like what they say in an urban legend where he rips off one arm and beats Nick Cage to death.
I was hoping he was going to eat his face.
A classic urban legend.
And
he's going to be like, face off.
And Nick Cage, ooh. Exactly. We could have, what was that, Caster Troy era face off?
Yeah, that's it.
We could have the crazy
so
bad
things.
Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cage. There's a lot of, maybe we get Sorcerer Nick Cage from whatever the hell that movie was. The Disney movie that bombed so hard.
What about Con Air Nick Cage?
With the long hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can deal with long hair, yeah. Because he also had the cutoffs.
Licensed as lethal weapons.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Cannot take them on a plane.
And he proved that during this fight, obviously.
Well,
I assume.
Again, I'm conjuring everything that could happen.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
I'm in this bar waiting for nachos and the video to load. And it finally loads. And to call
the
this
best
a
American
fight
can present.
Is to call this one of Mozart's symphonies, this show. Like, Nick Cage has Vince Neil in the mildest headlock, but his face is slipping towards Vince Neil's nose. Like, he's trying to calm a puppy down by kissing its muzzle.
Yeah.
And
like stroking him on the head.
Where you make it like swallow a pill so you start breathing in its nose.
Does that work? I know that if you don't want the baby, you start breathing into her puppy nose. Because that's what I call them. That's what your dead grandmother referred to a woman's parts as. Puppy nose.
A puppy nose?
Yeah. And it was really bad because his grandfather got sick of hearing, "When are you going to kiss the puppy?" All day and night.
I heard his grandma made two excellent points.
And that's why you're going to go home tonight and tell your dude man, kiss the
dude
puppy.
Man.
He'll be like, what? He'll be like, listen to the episode while you kiss the puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. You're really good at this.
Thank you.
I'm going to take all your advice.
Thank you.
But he got close enough to kiss him in this fight.
All the action was before the footage. Apparently,
he may have impact kissed him.
Kiss calmed Vince Neil. Because Vince Neil had lobbed a woman to the ground like 20
Allegedly.
Seconds before. Allegedly. Exactly. There wasn't footage of that.
No, I don't blame him. I bet he did.
Well, she didn't do the kiss calm move right.
Exactly. Where you
ended up on the floor.
Apparently.
Little butterfly kisses and you go, calm mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Calm.
I think it was apparently
Eskimo
because.
Eskimo kisses, also very effective.
It was a slap in the face to Vince Neil that she was asking for Nick Cage's autograph.
Oh.
But see, Nick Cage still looks like, well, a person. So she may not have actually recognized who Vince Neil was.
If you put a blonde wig on Andrew Dice Clay, it's Vince Neil. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Same black cutoffs. I think Vince Neil might also do the fingerless glove thing. They're very similar. It's, you know, have you ever seen
they share the same
place?
Closet?
Just saying.
Garb room.
It got me thinking about Vince Neil. And kind of the different trajectory he enjoyed compared to Tommy Lee, his drummer in Motley Crue.
Yeah.
He was always like, even though he was the front
Tommy
man.
Lee.
Well, yeah, you're of my generation.
Mm-hmm. Nearly a grandmother.
Vince, exactly. Ovum's dead. Motley Crue was never like the biggest band out there. Were they, like they always? It was weird because they sold a lot, but you would never say like they were the kings of their era. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they never had really like the omnipresence on MTV that they should have with their record sales.
Yeah.
And it was like I always felt Vince Neil compared to the other frontmen of his era wasn't even like the most famous dude in his band in a lot of ways. Like Guns N' Roses, you're like Axl Slash. Like I know those two. Poison.
That was the
you
whole
got,
band.
You know, Brett Michaels, and then you had CC DeVille, that weirdo on the guitar. But you knew Brett really first. And
101 Dalmatians.
Really, if I had to do Guns N' Roses, you'd be like Axl and then Cigarette Top Hat. Like those really that didn't know much about music.
That's fair.
But you bring up Motley Crue, you're going to be like Tommy Lee. And then Mickey Six. And then Vince Neil.
Mickey
and then
Six,
the melty little midget Mick Mars.
Like, which, by the way, if you look up members, it says Tommy Lee Piano.
I bet you Google those
daily.
Yeah. What the hell's that about?
Thank you. Nothing for him looking up members.
Oh, Now you get it. I'm sorry.
All right.
You earned applause. It did not.
And Tommy Lee definitely played piano on Home Sweet Home.
I know, but I'm just, it's just weird that that they didn't say like piano slash drums.
He was credited piano. Typically as drum slash percussion. If I recall.
You could have covered both of those
things
with
are percussion.
Yeah, piano is a percussive instrument.
Yeah. They could. Why didn't they say percussion?
I don't know.
Answer.
Tommy Lee's the reason I smoke, by the way. Well, when I did smoke.
Sure.
Did you think it was going to help your member?
I watched Home Sweet Home 91.
I know. Yeah.
About 50
That's why
times,
I believe in reincarnation.
And it starts with Tommy Lee on the piano, looking just slender, just what you want of a rock dude.
Yeah.
Tattooed, like bird-chested, 6'4" white guy. And he's
cancer
just got a
just
smoke.
Hiding behind the frame,
yeah, he's
keeping
got a
him
smoke
thin.
Out of his mouth. And I remember seeing my pediatric doctor for a physical about 2 weeks after that video broke. And every year, you'd get the pep talk at the end after he like felt your balls and then put his thumb in your corn.
Yeah.
Is that part? Okay.
Don't remember that.
No, and he'd be like, hey,
hey,
John, you know, you're eating your vegetables. Yeah. You know, you're not doing drugs or anything. Nope. And you're not going to smoke, are you? And I was like, I don't know. That was the first year where I was
pretty
like,
cool.
Maybe. Yeah. I was like, have you seen Home Sweet Home? Dr. Schweissel. It is baller.
You really should. Can't recommend it enough.
Changes lives.
It's the vegetables of videos.
Vegetables. I like that one. So... Tommy Lee. Thanks, buddy. Just putting that out there. My point is, A, I didn't start smoking because of goddamn Vince Neil. B,
you poisoned John and so many other people.
It was funny to see how their careers forked, where like Tommy Lee had a couple solo projects that like Methods of Mayhem that admittedly did nothing and were an embarrassment. Like if you want to hear
I was trying to think of that stupid song.
Rapping that makes Fred Durst
all I know is I
sound
can't...
like Method Man. Go to Methods of Mayhem and listen to any of their
You will not be
cuts.
Able to look at a remote the same way. Watch the video.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
just covers his junk the whole time.
Oh, that was Get Naked.
That's it. That's the song I was trying to remember.
Huh.
That just god awful.
Yes, you're right.
Garbage of a song.
He had a remote covering his dong
the whole time. Yep.
He was
just
he
like,
holding
it's
it?
That big.
And it was.
Oh.
We've
I mean, yeah,
seen the
it was.
Video. I mean, for God's sake, the man
was like, "Come on!"
Drove a boat with his dong in one scene in that video.
Sure, sure.
For God's sake, Mr. Fantastic didn't do that, and he could. You know, who's the real superhero here? That's all I'm asking. What I'm getting
I want
at?
That clip.
Vince Neil was like always this like low rent, like the lower rent Tommy Lee, even within his own band, like. Vince Neil
there
has
a
sex tape.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah, where he's banging at the same time as Tommy Lee having sex with Pamela Anderson, America's sweetheart.
The beginning of sex tapes.
Could
I
not
mean,
have been exactly.
A
first
classic
of all,
piece of sex tape cinema.
Like you're saying, it was the Old Testament. It was the Talmud of sex tapes.
Mm.
Like it was the Elvis of sex tapes. It it was the alpha.
In that your grandma didn't want you to watch it, but she still did.
Pete's dead grandma?
And then she died.
Pete's dead grandma, yeah.
Who had her puppy nose kissed?
Occasionally.
By Elvis?
Yeah.
To,
she was imagining
to that
it
very
Elvis.
Film.
There you go.
Yeah. In the theater.
Hound dogs.
Tommy Lee is having sex with the girl from Tool Time. Ha 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 ha. Who is Vince having sex with? Now, admittedly, my porn crush at the time. This is back when I had innocence in my heart.
Don't say my mom.
So we... Pete's mom.
She shouldn't have used that as a stage name.
What? Such an odd porn.
So weird.
So he's having sex with Janine Lindemuller, who I loved because when you were a little kid,
a mouthful.
You weren't a little boy ever. So you don't know this. When you were a little kid growing up, there were like porn stars you had legit, like she's my cute teacher, I love her crushes on. For me, it was Janine Lindemuller. So he's having sex with her.
That name is fascinating to me. Was a time in porn.
Well, you're a kraut too.
You could get away with that name.
Yeah, you could get away. You're like, I'm not changing my name.
This is a real person.
This is my career. This is what's on my business cards.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it.
You know, and she starred in this really
gonna
weird series.
I'm not going to be Ta-Ta McGee. I'm going to be Lindemuller.
That's feminist.
It was called Sifting Through Their Ashes 1-8. And it was just her having sex with blondes in a crematorium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how you sell things.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss not doing this show.
Hotter.
So he's railing out Janine, which for me is great, but it's a rock star getting a
porn star. I can see why you would want to watch
for him better.
Versus, first of all, yes, he's befouling m'lady.
Sure.
Second of all, I watched it because I got over my initial apprehension and it was like, hey, worlds collide.
Hmm.
And it's just, he was already becoming fat, melty turd Vince Neil.
Oh.
And he's like really half-heartedly doing her. And like, he wasn't packing anything that would be shameful for an average guy. Like, you know, it looked like a Cinco Point Cinco.
Okay.
Maybe a six. Like, it was fine. But you're like, dude, did you see what your drummer had? Like, if my drummer's dong was out there like that, I would never.
No, thank you.
I would tape nothing ever again. I would. Yeah. The only film.
You keep the whisper going that you're still better than him.
The mm-hmm. only film you would find of me is something that was shot by like a camera hidden in the corner where I am facing myself naked in the mirror, screaming, "Why aren't you more?" And then just smacking it angrily.
Yeah.
Like a child that dropped my roast.
That common roast. Situation.
Yes. You dropped my mutton, boy!
Yeah, yeah.
That's what someone named Lindemuller does to their children.
Yes, that's true.
Klaus!
Yeah.
Achtung! He always had a crappier life. His solo project, I think he had the Vince Neil band.
Sad. Yeah.
Or the Vince Neil album. Oh. And they broke up right when Nirvana was coming out. So he could have gone on stage and shot bottle rockets out of his urethra. It wouldn't have mattered. It would have had eight people watching.
Yeah. It was time for it to be over.
Poor Vince. And this is where he's at now.
Yep. R.I.P.
At least. Oh, that was a horrible way that fight ended. With Nick Cage declaring no more Mr. Nice Guy and putting his one hand under his chin and the other on the crown of his head and then just twisting it. And you heard that crack like Arnold Schwarzenegger killing someone in Commando. He just fell lifeless.
Yeah. I mean, he started lifeless, but more lifeless. At the
end. Yeah. You would have thought with all that booze in him is you could survive a neck cracking. But
a little spirit would remain.
Apparently I slept through biology. Well, we have 5 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. You guys wanted to plug...
Wow.
Wait, all of us wanted to plug
yes.
a little thing called the 202 Comedy Festival before we leave. By the way, this is
which I'm sure everybody is still intently listening to.
Well, this is
Friday
already...
10:50.
This is already cut from that part.
Oh, I get it. I bet it is, yeah.
No, we've exceeded 52 minutes.
Cool, so nobody will hear it.
Nobody will hear it. So do we have to do it? I mean...
Yeah, we have to
okay.
do it.
Okay,
yes.
All right,
it's
do
the 202
you plug?
Comedy Festival.
What is the 202 Comedy
Festival?
Oh,
my God. Let me tell you, once I finally get to look it up, the 202 Comedy Festival, I believe, is the first comedy festival. It's 18 shows, some odd comedians. That's a good number.
Yeah.
In one district. And they're starting on Wednesday night, which this will come out Thursday. So that'll help out a lot of people. But you can check it out Thursday night. You can check it out Friday night. You can check it out Saturday night.
So it's just, what, a bunch of stand-up in D.C.?
There's a bunch of stand-up in D.C. A lot of cool acts are...
A bit of improv mixed into some of those.
There's a bunch of improv. There's there's some stuff.
You know what
that's...
I call that? Gay stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no, right on.
It's like, we're going to get a lot.
That's how the laughs
there's
happen.
So much hate mail. There's a couple things where there's game shows where people do a couple things like that. I can't.
They're pretend
the beer
QI
baron,
thing.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
specific
it's
ignorance.
It's called specific ignorance, which is that's a reference
have you been there?
To. No, I haven't seen it yet. But I mean, I like the show that they are doing a take on.
What's it a reference to?
It's a British show.
I like how you said on.
On.
Like an old baroness. Tell me of the take on.
I used to be an old baroness. Okay. I've done a lot of things in my life. Yeah, you don't know. It's called QI. It's like a BBC show, and Stephen Fry hosts it, and they have British comedians, which is like a comedian, on, and they tell them, you know, ask them questions about trivia, and they just let them riff basically the whole time. So I assume that's what it's.
Well, I was
be
thinking
like.
About going to that Thursday.
But it should
night
be great
if anybody's interested. People out in radio land too.
Yeah,
I probably won't show up to work on Friday.
Our company just got bought, and so now they're courting us. The new company is courting us with
why
things,
they bought
and
you.
So now we have to. I don't know.
Grooming.
I have no idea. So I have to go to this thing, but I might try to go afterward because it'll be in the
city. That's cool. So a lot of cool comics are coming back from DC, like Seton Smith and Brendan Wardell. So
yeah,
those people will be cool
and
to check out.
You can Washburn. See
them. Brendan Wardell. Yeah. All those people. In fact, I could just really pull those two names
off
the top
of my head. Oh, and Aparna's
going to
be
Aparna
on the, yeah.
Can you say her last name?
Nancherla?
Nahasa Pima Petalon.
I think.
There you go. I can't say
Aparna
it, actually.
Aparnapkin.
I can't
Twitter,
say it either, yeah.
And like, she has an amazing Twitter.
Aparna.
Aparna.
It's probably not going to get confused with most people.
Yeah, probably not.
So you guys should check it out if you're in the D.C. area.
Jason Weems is coming back.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good folks.
So check it out. Hang out with us. Hit us up on our Twitters. I'm at Pete Maybe. We'll be hanging out Friday, Saturday night. John, I'm going to drag him out. So trust me, he's going to stare at his phone, but mm-hmm. You will be able to talk to him.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
He won't answer.
You're the social one.
We'll get him drunk.
I'll just be on Twitter, like DMing people who...
Oh, I know what you're going to do. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'll avoid all human contact.
It's DM sounds so much worse than it is, especially with all your
it's
random...
It's become very dirty.
Abbreviating things.
Oh, DMs.
Abbreviating all your swears.
And... Nude DM is 5 times better than a nude text. That's how dirty a nude DM gets. All right, let's, mm-hmm.
Thank
let's
you
fly
guys.
This one home. Not fly it home safely either. Let's fly this
let's
one
take
home.
Take it on Con Air.
Buddy Holly style.
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan style. Big Bopper style. Just kaboom.
Dead Grandma style.
Oh, I'm going to miss. When did she die again?
Oh, about 4 hours ago.
Oh, that's a trooper.
Sorry, I had to check my phone.
Yeah.
Three cheers for dead grandma.
Well.
Who liked having her puppy kiss so bad. So bad.
So good.
One more for the road.
All right. I am John Papagiorgio. This was Papa's Basement. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. The 500th episode awaits. We have to do something special for it, but we won't. At Papa's Basement on Twitter,
yes, we will.
And Instagram, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. You can also
New
find Papa's
York.
Basement on YouTube. Pete has been doing a lot of great things with that.
And a couple other things I'm not going to tell you about.
Okay.
Good
thanks,
plug.
Thanks to Sarah.
No, thank you.
Fun to come
in.
I'm also on Twitter, Madam Too Soon, TUSOOON.
Oh, so you're going to have a battle for your Twitter handle and his Tumblr handle.
Madam Maybe.
For which
interesting.
No, I just you both have difficult handles, but it's okay. It's all good. You'll be here next week?
Sure.
Oh, that was commitment right there.
I like it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's if you're getting
that's
married.
That's more than I've got on most dates.
Will you will you take them to have and hold Death Thee Apart?
Sure. Bye.
That's yeah. That's like me getting asked by the girlfriend, John, do you look at pornography?
John just...
Oh. No. that three octave lie.
Rate of commitment.
All right, guys, and your handles. Plug away. I don't know.
We did it already. We're done.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I zoned out.
Nailed it.
At Pete Maybe.
Oof. Okay. Yeah, at Pete Maybe. And I guess that's it for them. And apparently we're going to be at that DC thing.
Yeah, you will.
He's looking
Check
at
us
me
out.
Like, I really have to do this.
Yeah, yes, you do.
All right.
Support comedy. Come on.
Oh, doesn't the TV do that? It gives them the money.
Does
and
it
they,
support us?
They appear on my TV. Yeah, the comedians won't support us either.
It's true they do.
They'll support the way
see.
That the doctor
yeah.
supported.
We'll show them
that dead grandmother of his, who came in just needing that one shot. And they said, "The hell with it."
they gave her one shot, one
yep.
kill.
Please.
Yeah. All right, we'll go out with the Tom Berenger.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.